This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. From the looks of it, southeast Kansas and the surrounding area has most of the wheat planted, and the recent rains and warm soils has been great for nice, even germination. However, it's quite likely that many fields have not been planted yet. Some were delayed due to the rain, while many more are delayed due to finishing up the soybeans. But that is okay. We are far enough south here that we can plant wheat into November and still get enough fall growth to survive the winter. In fact, right now the soil temperatures are nearly 10 degrees warmer at the 2-inch depth. There's colder weather in the forecast, but the ground should hold some residual heat. Planting wheat in November does require some special considerations though. First off, know your insurance rules. The last day for full insurance coverage should be on November 15th here in southeast Kansas, but it is important to know your specific insurance rules. Late planted wheat will need to have an increased seeding rate as the wheat won't have enough time to fully tiller. The wheat does tiller some in the spring, but those tillers aren't as productive. In eastern Kansas, we should be looking at increasing our seeding rate about 300,000 seeds per acre. That ups the ideal seeding rate of 1.1 to 1.4 million to 1.4 to 1.7 million. This will end up being around 120 pounds per acre, but it is important to plant seeds by number rather than by pounds. Too high of a population can decrease yield from overcompetition and increase chances of lodging. Starter fertilizer and seed treatments become more important when planting into colder soils. Phosphorus is going to be of extra importance. It helps with early growth and tillering, and phosphorus is less available in colder temperatures. This importance is increased in acidic soils. Fortunately, phosphorus fertilizer can be placed directly with the seed. 20 to 30 pounds per acre is plenty and can be ideal even in fields with higher levels of background phosphorus. Fungicide seed treatments become more important because of germination time is increased. The longer it is in the soil, the longer the exposure time to seedling diseases. On the plus side, there should be less insects in the field to cause seedling damage to the late planted wheat. There could, however, be some variety differences when it comes to the ability of the wheat to tiller in colder weather. Most farmers have already purchased their seed by now and are just waiting to get it into the field. Wheat needs 1 to 2 tillers and 4 to 5 leaves going into the coldest part of the winters for full survivability. We have plenty of moisture now, and with our warmer soil temperatures, even wheat planted in the next couple of weeks should be able to achieve that. If you have any questions about late planted wheat, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.